This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday, and we have a very special guest joining us in the studio. The Melbourne Festival is happening right now, and one of the stars of one of the shows that's happening is joining me. Give it up for Dicky Bowe. Dicky Bowe, welcome.
Thanks, Dean. Yeah, hi. Good to be here.
Now, you are doing, this is, your show has been quite exciting. When we had the festival director come in and talk about it when the program was launched, yours was one of the shows that was like, wow, it's full lip syncing. You've got Hamlet, you've got actors throughout the ages. There's so much going on in it. And it just sounds really epic and exciting.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Tell me a little bit about how this show came together. Remember me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was actually backstage in a cabaret gig with Dusty Limits, who's an Australian performer. I don't know if you've heard of him. Mm-hmm, yeah. You have, yeah. So I'd just done a really long lip sync, because I do a lot of spoken word lip syncs, to Kenneth Williams. Do you know who that was?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And Dusty in the dressing room said, you know what you should do? You should do Hamlet. You should take all of the great recordings of Hamlet, like from Gielgud to Burton to Olivier, and like mash them up.
There's a lot of them, aren't there?
There's loads of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are lots on, you know, recorded. So he said, you know, you should take them all and mash them up into this sort of truly schizophrenic rendition of the part and the play and play all the parts. And I thought, well, that's not a bad idea, actually. So then I started to audition, you know, Hamlets.
Auditioned Hamlets for your one person show of Hamlets.
Yeah, so I mean, I use the word audition loosely, you know. So I listened, by which I mean I listened to lots of tapes of Hamlets, you know, to decide, you know, whose voices I would want to use in my. I decided to call this thing Remember Me. Yeah. So, like, you know, lip syncing is like dismembering voices and then putting them back together through my body.
Yeah.
So I called it Remember Me, which is also the last line that the ghost, which is also one of the lines that the ghost says to Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, yeah, I'll make a human Hamlet mixtape. But along the way...
Oh my God, I never thought it's that simple, yeah.
In a way, I think that idea would have been only interesting for about 5 minutes, actually. If I'd followed that line all the way through, I think it could have been maybe, you know, a novelty.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure it would have been able to sustain the whole play.
Yeah.
But in the end, what happened was that I started to get interested in Hamlets that we didn't have any record of. So then I started to make my own recordings. And so I started to interview people like Sir Ian McKellen and Sir Richard Eyre. And around particular productions and around their experiences of Hamlet, and got some really beautiful, juicy backstage.
I was about to say, you'd have some really interesting stories from that one.
Yeah, yeah. Ian McKellen was gold. And he's really the star of the show, actually.
Really?
For my money, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I got this amazing interview with him, and I think it probably, in a way, forms the backbone of the show. Yeah.
Was it easy when you had all these recordings and all, whether it was Hamlet or interviews, and have that all together? That would be hours upon hours of audio and listening. How easy was it to strip that all away and create your piece?
Well, funnily enough, I mean, when I first faced all of that material and sat down and I listened to it really intensively for about a week or something, nonstop. At the beginning of that period, I thought, oh God, I'm never going to be able to figure out how to navigate my way through this.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, a path sort of revealed itself. I think sometimes that happens. I've been very fortunate that's happened a couple of times when I made shows.
Mm.
A path really revealed itself in which the voices of the people that I interviewed could be cut together in such a way that it seems like they're having a conversation, almost like they're having a tea party conversation,
almost
like they're in the same room. And so it was just really wonderful to be able to kind of jump between, Ian McKellen said that, but then Richard Eyre said this, and that follows on from there. And so I just built in these logics as if they were sitting around the table.
It was one group, a group convo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great. Now, it's opening tonight at the Arts Centre, which is pretty exciting. Now, one of the things that excited me as well is there's definitely a queer bent to your Hamlet, isn't there? I was reading it quite a bit. And it's interesting because no one's really ever pushed that angle. I think whenever we think gender bending when it comes to Shakespeare's work, we just think of men playing women. So we never really take it. But you kind of go all out there and queer Hamlet up, don't you?
Well, this was one of the things that came up for me when I was researching the idea, you know, playing around with the idea, was that I've never actually seen a queer Hamlet.
No.
You know, lots of gay men have played Hamlet, including Ian McKellen.
True, true.
But not necessarily as a gay man. And I've never seen a queer Hamlet. And so I started to think, oh, because if I was to play Hamlet, he would definitely be queer.
Yeah.
You know.
And when you think about it, where the character's concerned, there's plenty that leads through where Hamlet's concerned to make Hamlet really queer.
I think
it's not.
Right.
It's not exactly a stretch.
No, I think he's inherently queer. I really do. I think in lots of different ways. Like, he had this father, the ghost, you know, who was basically, you know, a land grabber. You know, he invaded another country and killed another king, I think with his bare hands.
Yeah.
And then he basically came back and sired Hamlet on the back of that sort of like rapacious invasion of another country. So he's kind of like the ultimate kind of alpha male, the old Hamlet. But young Hamlet, you know, who the play is about, mm-hmm. likes poetry and plays, and, you know, he's got this sort of artistic sensibility. He's got this best friend, Horatio. I mean, I think if you played Hamlet as being gay, it would actually give Horatio something to do.
Yeah.
Because otherwise... He's just hanging around that poor Horatio, you know, the actor playing Horatio, unless he's in love with Hamlet, I think is kind of like hanging around at a loose end, you know. But there are loads of ways, in the broadest and deepest sense, that I think that Hamlet is inherently queer.
I think it's amazing. Like, just doing a one-man, you know, take on Shakespearean works is one thing. Then you're adding lip-syncing to another level, which is what you do. But how long does the show actually go for?
It's an hour.
That's an exhausting lip-sync when you think about it.
Well, it's not, because I'll tell you why. The reason is that I interact with myself. Video is a big dimension, so I made a lot of video content too. So, in a way, it is exhausting, because the hardest part of it is that you're on train tracks.
Yeah.
So you can't afford to forget anything.
You've just got to keep. Well, how long have you been doing this show?
I first did it. What year are we in now?
We're in 2018.
So I did it in March of last year, 2017, for the first time. Did three shows at the Almeida. And then I did it again in January in New York. But I've done it a few times, but spread out.
So every time you come back to it, does it feel easier or a different journey for the work?
Well, each time we've done it, so this is now the fourth outing. Mm. Each time we've done it, we make changes. We sort of spruce it up.
Yeah.
And... rethink it a bit. So it does feel like we're coming at it fresh each time.
Is it interesting to look at different countries' relationships to Hamlet and Shakespeare's work?
Different countries' relationships to Hamlet? Yeah, well, when we took it to New York, I wasn't sure how well it would travel, because I wasn't sure how much... because it's quite English, this show.
Yeah. And you wouldn't want it to be any other way, let's be honest.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there's a great Australian version, a great American version, you know.
It'll come
in
out somewhere. But,
but it's just by virtue of the fact that that's where I made it.
Yeah.
And and I suppose, you know, because Shakespeare's English was English, that makes sense of being. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. I'm sure.
Because Hamlet here in Australia is one of the... We've grown up on Hamlet. It's taught in schools. It's so everyone knows the story. Everyone knows some of it, which is why I think audiences, everyone's got a touchstone in regard to it. I don't know what the situation is like. I mean, when I lived in London, Shakespeare, we all know what's going on. You know, it's all a part of that there. But America, I think, would just be a different engagement to it in my mind.
Yeah, although you're right, and in that Hamlet is... It's like the play, of all of Shakespeare's plays, the one that is most synonymous with the theatre.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no image in a way more evocative of the theatre than the image of the actor addressing a skull.
Mm, that's true.
And I think that that's kind of got an international resonance.
Yeah.
You know, everybody kind of like, to be or not to be, you know, that phrase as well. You know, everyone
knows it, yeah.
Knows that that's from Hamlet, even if they don't know the play.
That's true, that's true. Well, you're opening tonight. Are you excited?
I am very excited.
You've arrived, you've gotten into Melbourne, you're kicking off tonight.
Yeah.
The show's running until Sunday, and it's happening at the Arts Centre. It's Remember Me, a reworking of Hamlet that you've never seen before, with an hour worth of lip-syncing with you, and more, with interviews with famous people. So it just sounds absolutely fantastic.
Well, I hope it goes down well here. I'm excited to see how it lands.
Well, it's kicking off tonight. If you want to get your tickets to see Remember Me, simply head to www.festival.melbourne.com, where you can get all your tickets for the Melbourne Festival there. And good luck for tonight. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Thanks, Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.